It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
Hello and welcome to another episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie, your friend from school. You know me, you may not know me, doesn't really matter. I still value you just the way you are. Anyway, enough with the sentimental stuff. So it is Sunday, August 4th, 2019. It's 9 in the morning. I think maybe I might go to church later on, go to the Sunday service. Who knows? I do enjoy going there sometimes. I mean, the service can be a bit long and a little boring, but it's nice. It's nice to get that out of the way. It's nice to know that you did something in the morning on a weekend. You get this feeling of accomplishment, like, oh, I did something that I was supposed to do, that I should be doing. You know? I mean, if you're not religious, I can understand that, but it's the sort of feeling you get when you do something that you're not forced to do, but it's nice that you did. It's kind of like that. Anyway, so I am a Christian, more or less. You know, I'm not incredibly religious. I don't pray every single chance I get, but in a way, I do believe in a higher being, and it might just be the Christian higher being. Who knows? It might be the Hindu higher being. I don't know, but I believe that there is a higher being somewhere. I don't believe that everything was made by accident or by chance, by coincidence. It all seems so carefully planned out for it to be an accident. But who knows? We might just be very, very lucky people that got the perfect circumstances to live in this world. The sun is in the perfect spot for it to be. I mean, nowadays it's trying to kill us, but that's our own fault. It's too much for it to be a coincidence, in my opinion. I really do believe that. I mean, if you're an atheist, I completely understand that. I get where you're coming from. But that's just my belief. And we all have the right to believe what we want to do. Speaking of which, yesterday, I was talking to my mother, and somewhere along the way, we started talking about evolution. That's when I realized that my own mother doesn't believe that we evolved from monkeys. She finds the whole thing ridiculous. She says, if we evolved from monkeys, then why are monkeys here? And I don't know a whole lot about science, so I couldn't really argue with her very much. But I know that there's an argument to be made. I know that there's a very logical argument to be made there. And I got really embarrassed, and I let it be known. I told her, I can't believe that you don't believe in evolution. My father overheard this, and he got angry with me. He told me to be quiet. He said, that's why we came to this country, son. Everybody can believe what they want to believe. Because, you know, this is the United States. Free speech. Other countries don't let you do that. And that just shut me up. It really did. I just stood there, and I was like, you're right. Because believe me, it's a rarity when he comes up with something so wise and clever. I'm not saying that he's not wise or clever, I'm just saying that I'm not entirely used to it. But he had a very valid argument here, and I just shut up. I just didn't go on through with it. And I accepted the fact that my mother didn't believe in this. I mean, you have to understand it from her point of view. She grew up in a very rural part of Mexico. And, hold on, my cats are chasing each other in the background. She grew up in a very rural part of Mexico, and she was raised Catholic ever since she was a little girl. She told me a story. She said, when you go to school and your teacher starts talking about evolution or where humans come from or how the universe is made, you can nod and say, yeah, that's true. But in your heart, you should know that it isn't. And that was just peculiar to me. Because I grew up here in the beautiful country of the United States. And so from the beginning, I believed everything that science had to do. Of course, you know, I went to church when I was young, but I've always doubted it. I always asked questions like, that would make a pastor, you know, have to think for a second, you know? And I'm not saying that I'm smart or saying that I'm... that from the beginning I've known the truth. I'm just saying that me as a child, it's always been hard for me to believe it that much. Maybe when I was 5 years old, I believed it like 100%, but then I found out that Santa Claus isn't real, so I was thinking, what else are they hiding from me? You know? I mean, religion is just, it's all faith. But you do see it everywhere. I mean, think about it. Life is beautiful. To think that this was all made by coincidence, by accidents. That's not a real word. Accidents? No, that's not. I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? It just seems like a little bit too much, you know? Everything seems so perfectly designed, from the trees, the animals, and to us. I mean, sure, we've got flaws, but I mean, most things that are created have flaws. Everything is imperfect. Nothing is completely, you know, perfect. Like, you could draw a very, very good-looking circle, but I guarantee you that it won't be perfect. It won't be like the stuff that you can make on a computer. Just put a circle down there, and there you go. So, I don't know. It's just something to think about. That's my own opinion, anyway. I do believe that there's a higher being. I do believe in science. I do believe in evolution. I believe in the Big Bang. And I believe that some higher being set that all in motion. He had a plan. He or she, or actually, a higher being probably wouldn't even have a gender. Would it now? It had a plan, and he knew what he was doing, and he just threw a pebble, and it turned into this avalanche. So, I don't know, I've been believing that for a long time. I don't know if there's a religion that mixes science and Christianity together. I mean, there might be one. Is that what Scientology is? No, Scientology is that weird Tom Cruise thing. No. Who knows? At the end of the day, religion's just one of the things you don't talk about with friends. Because, well, it might put you apart a little bit. It's a common rule. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. You don't talk about, you know, your beliefs and, you know, personal opinions with friends. I mean, for a discussion, it might be good, but sometimes, you know, there's a time and a place for these kind of things, and you can't just bring it up like that. Like, if you're a conservative and you have all these conservative views, but you have a friend who is more liberal, you're not just going to stop being their friends because they... You're not going to stop being their friend because they believe in almost the opposite of what you believe. No, they're good people. You're going to stick by them. There's no need to say, just to hold this petty resentment against them. You know? I mean, that's my philosophy. I'm friends with any people that I see as good and honest people, I'm friends with them. I mean, actually, I don't think I have friends that are completely honest, and if you're listening to this, you probably know who you are. But I love you just the same. Don't worry about that. No homo. Actually, let's delve deeper into the fact that I say no homo every single time I say that I love you guys. See, my little brother, he's very affectionate, but recently he started saying no homo after he shows affection to us, to his brothers. Our household is mostly men. It's 5 men and 1 woman. And every single time he hugs us or gives us a kiss, he says no homo. And it's his type of humor. I mean, he doesn't say it because he's homophobic. No, don't believe that. He's not. He really doesn't care. For a little kid, he shows a whole lot of maturity. He just says it because he thinks it's funny. He's a very meme-y kid, you know? He memes a lot. That's his type of humor, I guess. Those are the kids that are growing up nowadays. Back then, when I was a kid, we had Rage Comics, we had Bad Luck Brian and stuff like that, and nowadays it's not funny at all, but it was funny back then. It's crazy seeing how this new generation of kids are growing up. They're different to us. They really are. They were born after, you know, the cutoff date of 2005. They've got all this technology. I grew up and I was still watching CRTs, you know, on a CRT TV, you know, one of those fat ones that, you know, would give you some static shocks if you put your hands close to them after they were turned off. And I do miss those days, but my childhood was kind of sad. So I can't say that I would go back if I wanted to, because I wouldn't want to, because it wasn't the best environment for a kid to grow up. No, not at all. But I'm over it. It's gone. It's behind me now. And I think it's done me some good. I think that the man I am today is partly, and it's mostly because of the childhood that I had. It was tough, but it wasn't too tough. You know what I mean? People had worse childhoods than me. I was never abused. I was never, you know, hurt or anything. But it was a tough environment to live in, for reasons that I really don't want to get into right now. And it seems that we are after 10 minutes. We're currently at 12 minutes and 7 seconds of this recording. So I guess I might as well just end it here. Or should I? I do want to keep talking to you. I don't know, maybe I'm stalling something, but this really is doing me some good. And maybe you're getting something out of it too. I mean, I'd hate for this to be a one-sided thing where I get to talk and you get nothing out of it. That really isn't my goal. I want you to get something out of it. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe I could change your point of view. I could change your outlook. Who knows? Something like that. I mean, most of the time it's just for laughs, you know? I have it on good authority that I'm a pretty funny guy. Maybe, I don't know. Probably not. Maybe they're lying to me, you know? You know, you're probably lying to me. Oh yeah, I've got this friend, he told me to shout him out in one of these. Alright, I've got this whole sort of like commercial-like thing going on. okay. Have you ever been hungry? Well, you're human, of course you have. Maybe you're hungry for something sweet, chocolatey, or, you know, candy. Well, if you go to Chula Vista High School, I might just know who you would have to find to get your fix. Look for a man who's tall, wears somewhat baggy jackets, curly hair. Look for him. His name is Joshua, by the way. And tell him that I sent you. And he may just give you a discount. But, he probably won't. He probably won't. You're probably just gonna have to pay full price. It's $1 a candy bar. You know, it's the convenience of having a convenience store in your school. Seek him out. He usually has, like, Snickers or Skittles or Reese's Pieces or something like that. I mean, if that's the kind of stuff that you like, then, you know, ask around, see if anybody knows a Joshua that sells candy, and you might just find him. There. You happy? You happy? I just did it for you. Okay? I hope... You know what? I'm gonna want payment for this. Give me some M&Ms. And I might just be satisfied. You know? Anyway, this has been What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Morning. Afternoon. Evening. You know, whenever you're listening to this, I don't know. I just hope you have a good one. Goodbye.